If you want a real powerful power supply, I've got one. I'm trying to get rid of because I just don't. I don't run a massive amount of power, but this power supply doesn't even really get warm when you run it with just a regular radio. Problem is, I've got it up north, and you know up there towards Ledington. That's where it's at. So, but I'm trying to get some money out of it because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to save up for a portable HF radio. I mean, I would even be willing, if someone had one of those Albright radios, that $29.90 that did 10, 11, and 12 meters and did sidebands, I would be willing to trade, or even the like I said, the Zygoo, if they had one that was open where I could do even do 11 meters on it, and I could put it, I can operate it, you know, in my hand or put it in a vehicle. I know that Zygoo 6100. I've seen that on YouTube, and I thought that was pretty cool. They have a radio. I wish I had the money for it. It's the Lab 599 Man Pack. Lab 599, the TX500 MP. That radio already comes fully open, and it. You could put a telescopic antenna on it. It's got a BNC connector on there. You can put a telescopic antenna. It's got a coil where you can adjust it for, like, the bands that you go to. And plus, it's got a tuner on the radio, so built-in tuner. So it's one of those radios you can carry around, like an HD. But they want darn near $2,000 for that radio, all because it's portable and can do all the bands. And it might take me a while to get that kind of money, but boy, I'll tell you, I've been really wanting that radio for quite some time. If I could get my hands on it, but, you know, if I could sell that power supply and just get the Pyramid 30-amp power supply, would be big enough for what I do. But I've got that 70-amp power supply, the Astron, and I'll tell you, that thing is a beast. But I will tell you, it's a backbreaker, so if you ever planned on getting it from me, hope that you got a good back or somebody that can also help you, because that's how I ended up being crippled for 7 months. I ended up in emergency room, and I was crippled for 7 months where my right leg stopped working because I tried to carry that power supply. So word to the wise on that one.
KCCPT 580. Yeah, roger that there, Tony. I tell you, it's not like a pretty heavy power supply, but you can tell me the weight on that power supply that you were trying to carry, and it really did you pretty hard on your legs, man, and not capable to avoid that from that when you have power on your leg, and hopefully everything's for you right now. That's your legs healed and all that because of that reason. Hopefully he has been healed. And anyways, thank you for the offer, but I do got two power supplies. I have accumulated a lot of equipment through the years, so I've been ham, Troy. And I got one power supply. All the equipment, most of the equipment is at my mother-in-law's house upstairs in the closet. When I had all that equipment, I have other radios besides radio. I got on HL, I got, I don't know, a few handhelds and a few other radios I got too besides HF. And all that's in the storage of the of my mother-in-law's house upstairs in the closet still. And I have a power supply in there, and it also is a Pyramid power supply, as far as I know. And I think it's what it's called, Pyramid power supply. And I had to get that fixed because the little batteries, some round little batteries, I think they were burned out. They had to get four of them installed, and some guy knew about that, and he got the, he ordered those, I think of batteries, or I don't know what they were, and he installed them in, and the power supply worked just great after he got done with it. and he gave it back to him, and I paid him whatever it was that it cost, you know, from the price of it when he got done with it. And I think that was a pyramid, and pretty good power supply. And the one I got now, it's pretty good too. It's small, and it's not heavy. The other one's a little heavier than that one, but it's not heavy as what you're talking about. The one that you're talking about, that power supply that you have already, no, it's not as big. It's probably twice the size of both of them. And the other one that I have at the pyramid is twice the size as this one, but it's not that big. You can carry it with your hands. That's how small it is. So it's not big as what you're talking about, the one you have now. But thank you for the offer. I appreciate it. And anyways, I can go with what I have right now. You know, the power supply I have right now, it does very well. KCACPT.